Hey everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Let's be real. Navigating today's world often feels like, trying to think straight in a noisy, overloaded digital swamp, maybe, while constantly putting out fires.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's tough to find clarity, let alone, you know, a deep sense of peace or purpose. So today we're asking, how do we actually cut through all that static and find something lasting?
And that's exactly what we're going to unpack today. We're drawing insights from a recent episode of the Faith Beams GP podcast.
Ah, right. Good stuff there.
Yeah. They're known for unpacking ancient spiritual wisdom for modern challenges. And they pointed us to this really powerful line. It's from an ancient text, Psalm 119, verse 16.
Okay.
It says, I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.
Decrees. Okay.
Yeah. And decrees here, you can understand them not just as like old religious laws, but as profound guiding principles, you know, fundamental truths.
Ah, okay. Truths that shape how we see things.
Exactly. How we understand existence, how we should live. So our deep dive today is all about getting what it truly means to delight in truths like that.
And the flip side too, right?
And critically, yeah, how to actively avoid neglect.
Got it. So our mission today then is to figure out how this one verse offers a path to what the podcast calls cleansing.
Cleansing.
Which sounds intense, but think of it like a deep purification. Something that impacts our minds, our emotions, how we react to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just going to summarize the podcast. We want to pull out the really compelling nuggets, look at scriptural insights, some surprising global examples.
Those are powerful.
And of course, practical, actionable steps you can actually use.
Right now. Simple things.
So yeah, get ready for maybe a fresh perspective.
Hopefully.
Okay, so if that cleansing is the outcome, let's zoom in on that first part. I delight in your decrees.
Right, delight.
What's fascinating from the podcast's take is how it defines this delight. It's way more than just, you know, surface level happiness.
Yeah, not just that fleeting good feeling.
Exactly. Not like getting a great coffee or seeing a funny video. They describe it as a deep satisfaction in God's truth.
Deep satisfaction.
So what is that exactly? That profound satisfaction.
Well, it's like a deep resonance, isn't it? The Faith Beams GP podcast really highlights that when we truly immerse ourselves in these guiding truths, call them decrees, foundational principles, whatever works for you.
Right.
Specific kinds of internal cleansing happen. It's kind of like a mental detox.
A mental detox. I like that.
Bitterness, for instance, doesn't just get ignored. It's actively displaced.
Yeah.
Your mind fills up with other perspectives, grace maybe, or forgiveness, or just a bigger picture. And confusion. The podcast says it's literally washed away because you're grounding your thoughts in something consistent, something reliable.
Right. So it's not passive.
Not at all. It's an active rejoicing, almost like a reconstructive process for your inner world leads to really profound internal shifts.
Reconstructive. That's
point.
A great way to put it. So what does this look like in practice for us? How does it play out?
Well, the podcast connects it to other scriptures that really paint a vivid picture.
Okay, like what?
Like Psalm 1, verse 2. It talks about someone whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
Meditates day and night. That's commitment.
It is. And then Jeremiah 15, verse 16 gives this even more visceral image. It says, your words were found and I ate them.
Ate them.
Yeah. And they became to me the joy and delight of my heart. It's about truly consuming truth, letting it become part of you, you know.
Like food nourishes your body.
Exactly. It's not just nodding along intellectually. It's an internal absorption, changes you from the inside out.
Okay, that active consuming delight sounds incredibly powerful.
It really is. But, you know, like with any big truth, there's always the other side of the coin, isn't there?
Right. The neglect part.
Exactly. The podcast uses this really striking image for what happens when we don't engage with these guiding principles.
What's the image?
To neglect God's word is to let spiritual dust gather in our lives.
Spiritual dust.
It's not just about forgetting, you know. It has real tangible consequences for our inner world, our faith.
Like a window getting slowly dirtier.
Precisely. You don't realize how much light you're losing until it's really thick.
And what the podcast reveals next really made me stop and think. This neglect, it isn't neutral.
No.
It's not just passive forgetting. It actually weakens faith, while conversely, paying attention strengthens it.
That's the core of it.
I wonder, though, how does something kind of intangible like neglect
Yeah.
actively weaken something as personal as faith? What's the mechanism there?
That's a really critical question, and the podcast explains it not as a direct attack, but more like slow erosion.
Erosion, okay.
It actually brings to mind Hebrews 2, verse 1, which the podcast quotes, "We must pay the most careful attention so that we do not drift away."
Drift away. Yeah, that resonates.
Think about a boat, right? Slowly drifting from its moorings. Doesn't happen suddenly. It's imperceptible at first. Currents, wind. Just gently push it off course.
Right. You don't notice until you're way off.
Exactly. And our internal compass, our moral, our spiritual anchors, they can do the same thing without consistent calibration against those foundational truths.
So if we don't regularly check in.
Right. If we don't regularly engage with what gives us direction, our sense of purpose, our trust in those principles, it just naturally diminishes. It's a gradual loss of grounding.
That analogy of the drifting boat really hits home. It's so easy, isn't it, to let busyness and just the constant demands of life push vital things aside.
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
And this raises a really important question for, well, for all of us listening. Have you neglected something essential in your life, maybe a core value, a relationship, even a personal principle you hold dear, simply because you got busy or let other things take priority?
It's a tough question to ask ourselves.
It is. The podcast really prompts us to reflect on how we can get back to consistent engagement for that kind of spiritual or emotional cleansing we talked about.
And it suggests that the effort, just the conscious effort to pay careful attention, is a direct and powerful counter to that drift.
Like consciously re-anchoring ourselves.
Precisely, a conscious act.
Okay, shifting gears a bit. When we think about the world today, gosh, it's easy to feel incredibly overwhelmed, isn't it?
Definitely. Just turn on the news.
Exactly. Storms, natural disasters, global conflicts, economic worries that keep us up at night, those silent battles with mental health. The list just goes on and on.
It can feel relentless.
But this deep dive we're doing today, it suggests something hopeful, that delighting in God's word brings cleansing perspective, even in these huge, challenging situations.
It offers a different lens, yeah, a resilient one.
So how does that work? How does delight bring perspective in, say, a war zone or after a hurricane?
Well, connecting it to the bigger picture, the Faith Beams GP podcast gives specific examples of how this cleansing perspective actually shows up.
Okay.
So in the face of literal storms, natural disasters, delighting in these guiding truths, it gives strength. Strength to rebuild, but with hope.
Hope, right. Not just grit.
Exactly. When you're grounded in a belief in renewal or maybe divine providence, the despair of losing everything gets counteracted by this deeper, more resilient hope.
Hmm.
During wars, global conflicts, it cleanses despair with courage. Think about it. If you're immersed in a narrative of enduring hope or ultimate justice, the immediate awfulness of conflict is met with this profound, resilient courage.
Okay, that makes sense.
For economic struggles, it cleanses fear with a sense of provision.
Provision. Does that mean getting rich?
Not necessarily immediate wealth, no. More like a foundational trust that your needs will ultimately be met. And that profoundly shifts your emotional state away from just raw anxiety towards a more grounded peace.
Okay. Less fear, more trust.
Right. And for mental health battles, it actively cleanses anxiety with peace. It provides like a steady anchor in really turbulent emotional waters.
Yes, steady anchor.
Yeah. It's really about a fundamental shift in how we process and respond to these overwhelming realities.
And this isn't just theory, right? The podcast mentioned global case studies.
Oh, yeah. And they're powerful. Really bring this cleansing to life. You hear about families, say, in the Caribbean after devastating hurricanes.
Yeah.
Literally singing psalms together while they're rebuilding their homes, finding not just comfort, but real tangible hope and spiritual energy in those ancient promises.
Wow. Singing while rebuilding.
Yeah. And then there's this example from South America, Brazil specifically. After floods destroyed their church building,
right,
the congregation still gathered outdoors.
Mm.
And they delighted in reading scripture together. It wasn't just going through the motions. It was described as this deeply personal communal cleansing for the soul.
Finding peace even when everything's gone.
A way to find peace and resilience amidst immense physical loss and trauma.
Those are powerful stories.
And what's truly fascinating are the really personal testimonies that come out showing how this delight works like a lifeline.
Okay.
We hear about farmers in Kenya delighting in God's word even during severe drought, trusting him for renewal despite, you know, the harsh reality right in front of them.
That's profound faith.
It really is.
Yeah.
An act of faith that sustains their spirit. Then in Europe, believers in Ukraine finding comfort in whispered scriptures in shelters,
Wow.
cleansing their fears amidst the conflict and uncertainty of war. And in Asia, students in India facing immense academic pressure.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Memorizing psalms in small groups, they found it actively cleansed their minds from the huge stress and anxiety of their studies.
So it's practical, even for exam stress.
Absolutely. These aren't just nice stories. They are, as the source puts it, lifelines in storms. Timeless truths providing practical, emotional, and spiritual support.
Lifelines.
Yeah. We even hear about a widow in Trinidad who found this profound cleansing joy just by reading Psalm 119 aloud daily. It transformed her grief.
Just reading it aloud.
Yeah. And a young man in Nigeria who overcame deep bitterness, resentment, by actively delighting in scripture declarations, basically replacing those negative emotions with principles of forgiveness and hope.
So a real tangible change.
Absolutely. Shows the personal impact of choosing to delight.
Okay, so this all sounds incredibly transformative, doesn't it?
It really does.
But I think for many people listening, the biggest question isn't why, but how. You know?
Right. How do we actually do this?
Yeah. How do we bridge this profound idea of delighting in truth to practical everyday action?
Well, the good news is the podcast offers some really clear, practical steps, makes it feel achievable for any of us.
Okay, good. Let's hear them.
So the Faith Beams GP podcast suggests three simple but really effective ways to cultivate delight and, just as importantly, actively avoid neglect.
Simple is good. What's first?
First, daily reading. Just setting aside maybe 10 minutes each morning. Doesn't have to be long.
10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. To engage with scripture or, you know, whatever profound wisdom resonates with you, the key isn't rushing. It's intentional immersion. Letting those truths settle in before the day's chaos hits.
Okay. Intentional immersion. Got it. What's second?
Second, family sharing. Uh-huh. Maybe choosing one verse or a guiding principle to declare together at meals.
Oh, I like that. Makes it communal.
Exactly. It transforms a routine into this shared moment of reflection, of grounding. Makes these truths part of your family's consciousness.
Nice. And third?
Third, community witness. Maybe posting one scripture or an insightful quote weekly as an encouragement to others online, or maybe just sharing it.
Ah, sharing the benefit.
Right. That act of sharing, it not only reinforces the truth for you, but it extends its positive impact, creates this ripple effect of encouragement and shared wisdom in your community.
Okay. Daily reading, family sharing, community witness. It really breaks it down into manageable pieces, doesn't it?
It does. Very doable.
And the core message seems to be that spiritual cleansing happens when delight replaces neglect.
That's it in a nutshell.
It's a tangible shift we can actually make, moving from maybe accidental or even intentional disengagement.
Which happens easily.
To an active, joyful embrace of truth. I often think of it like tending a garden. If you neglect it, weeds don't just sit there. They actively take over, right?
That's a perfect analogy. Yeah.
Seems like the same principle applies to our inner lives. Choosing delight is like actively planting good seeds and tending them.
Absolutely. And that raises the important question, what happens if we don't engage with this treasure of wisdom?
Yeah, what's the cost?
Well, the podcast reframes it. It says that neglecting the word is like ignoring treasure hidden in plain sight.
Wow. Ignoring treasure.
Imagine walking past a chest full of gold every single day, never bothering to open it, never realizing the riches inside.
Oof. Yeah.
Conversely, delighting is opening it daily, cleansing our lives with eternal wealth.
Eternal wealth. What does that mean practically?
Well, it's not just about, you know, money in the bank. It's about profound peace, unwavering purpose, deep resilience. That's real wealth.
Peace, purpose, resilience.
Okay. It even references Matthew 6, verse 33, which is a powerful reminder to seek these foundational truths first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Prioritize the source.
Exactly. Prioritize the source of true, lasting wealth that genuinely enriches your entire life.
So wrapping this up then, what does this all mean for you, our listener?
Yeah, what's the takeaway?
This deep dive into Psalm 119, verse 16, it's really shown us that true cleansing, that cleansing from bitterness, confusion, despair, fear, anxiety, it comes through a twofold path.
Two parts, yeah.
Actively delighting in foundational decrees, these guiding truths, and faithfully refusing to neglect them.
It's about finding joy, real satisfaction in truth, And then allowing that truth to be like a constant purifying stream in your life.
A purifying stream.
Yeah. And this isn't just about gaining head knowledge, you know, it's about profound transformation, building genuine resilience, finding an unshakable anchor when life throws its challenges at you.
It's about being well-informed, maybe, but more importantly, being well-rooted.
Well-rooted. I like that. Exactly.
So for your final thought today, consider this simple call to action straight from the podcast. Pick one. One guiding truth or scripture that really resonates with you this week.
Just one.
Just one. Write it down. Keep it visible somewhere. You'll see it often. Maybe stick it on your mirror, make it your phone background, whatever works.
Keep it front and center.
And then actively delight in it throughout your day. Let it really sink in. And then maybe take the next step. Share with someone. Tell someone how that specific truth has brought some cleansing or renewal into your life this week.
Imagine the ripple effect. That small, consistent act. Think what it could do, not just for you, but for the people around you as you share that profound truth and insight.
Yeah. Powerful thought.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep seeking those profound insights that enrich your understanding and ultimately transform your life.